Yeah. The Mishnah brings down the Chokas, the Meir and the Chachamim, about giving a kafif to the ear, that the Meir says an ear yechidi, one singular ear, gets a kafif, and you're moided from outside the kafif, you're not moided from the chemis of the ear, and the Chachamim are chelik that by one ear you don't get a kafif. The Gemara says in the car of Meir is a pasuk, Dashin is a pasuk. Says in the pasuk, kir ear chutsa, and we Dashin that you don't count actually from the chemes ear, you go give a chutzah to the chemes ear, and then you're moided from outside the chutzah. The Chachamim say that one ear doesn't have, but it's mefurish in the Mishnah that by two ayaris there is a din karfif to two ayaris. And the Gemara pizam achleikas, the Chiyah Barav and the Rav Huna, how much is it? Rav Huna says, these two ayaris the Chachamim get two karfifas, and Chiyah Barav says you get one. Now, what's the makar of the Chachamim? So, it's mefurish in the Mishnah two tzadim. Either the Chachamim, Chabach is getting two karfifas is because of the Gemara Svar Namah Beis. The Gemara has a tzadim of Meir. If you would only have the Seifa, the Elfir of Meir, you get two karfifas or two ayaris, and one ear you get nothing. The Gemara says the Svar would be dachiki tashmishtayu. So the Rishonim say that could be Pshat Rav Huna, who's saying the same thing as that tzadim of Meir, that two get two, one gets zero. Or the Rishonim bring down from the Yerushalmi a different way to dash in the pasuk. You dash in the pasuk mikir her ear. The ear goes from the kir. But there's also a chutzah. When is the chutzah negea? When there's two. So that's how to do that. Now, it's unfortunate in the Gemara that there's a logic over here, because the Gemara says that when Chibar Rav says that you get l'fid l'chacham, you get one karfif for two ayaris, there's a kasha. The Hemshech of the Mishnah says that two ayaris get two karfifas. So it sounds like they're going to get two karfifas. So the Gemara says, nope, Pshat is the Seif is the reserve mayor. So in fact, the Gemara that Ear of Meir, meaning if the Seifa that says you get two karfifas get two ayaris, get two karfifas, is there Meir? Hatani la Reisha, you heard that from the Reisha. Where do you hear that from the Reisha? I mean, the Reisha said one gets one. The Reisha didn't say that two get two. So there's a basic logic. If there's a Svara, the Gzeiras HaKasiv, that an ear has a karfif, so every ear has a karfif. So two ayaris, well, each ear has their own karfif. So it's logical that the two ayaris should get two karfifas. That's what logic should give. So then, if you have Huna, it should be the other way too. If two ayaris get two karfifas, so logic should give that one ear gets one karfif. What's pshat that one ear doesn't get one karfif? So there's a star, I saw this in the Netziv, in the Miru Yisada. He says that about the, especially if you're the Yushalmi, if there's a Joshua fear of Huna that.
It's not logic that dictates that the fear of Mary have one, you have one. That two has two.
Unfortunately, Gemara is Islam.
No, it's just if each one has one, so just because there's two doesn't mean that each one doesn't have one. Not that when one has one, two has two. It's not a two, it's each one has one.
I'm not following you, can we talk about it later? I mean, I think you'll see from the Netziv, it's a Pashat, it is a logic.
At least I'm not arguing it's a logic, it's exactly.
One more time, if one gets one, proves to me that two gets two. That's what the Gemara says.
When you have two is. Each one has one.
I know, I'm saying, but Rav Huna disagrees with that, right? There's a machlokes about that. And the Gemara says that if the Reisha says one gets one, that means that two get two, and you're moided one from the chim of the other one.
That two get two. Each one is its own thing.
So that's what I'm trying to say, Hagufa. So then it's logical that if one gets one, two also have the ones, and it continues going. And you're moided from the other guy's chim. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Shmi alim Reisha. That means if one gets. Tanil Reisha doesn't tell me that I have two cities. City number one could count from the chum of city number two. Maybe he counts from the end of his chutzah.
Maybe they don't connect.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't have that as a tzad. The Gemara says if one gets one, two get two. As I said in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara ends up breaking up the tzadim, but that's the tchil as far as the Gemara. So the Netziv says that Avad the Pshan Rav Huna, Rav Huna is not completely, the Chachamim are not completely off the mass of a mayor. There's a gzeiras hakasev that an ear gets a chutzah. Just because an ear gets a chutzah doesn't tell me that you're moided from the chutzah. The chutzah is not the ear. It's not the same level as the ear. So there's a bezunder chiddush to be moided from a chutzah. That's a massive chiddush. Rav Meir says not only does an ear get a chutzah, but you're moided from the chutzah. Rav Huna says in the Chachamim that it's genug that the ear gets a chutzah, that if there's an ear, a chutzah, another chutzah, another ear, that it combines the ayaris, that the ayaris can see each other as one. So memela avada, when you have two ayaris with two chutzahs in between, there's a hemshech and there's no hafsik and they can merge and mamela can count from the other one's chayma. That Ravuna agrees, and Ravuna agrees one also has a concept of chutzah, but to count from the end of a chutzah, that's a bezinu chiddush that Meir has that Ravuna didn't have. So it's not a polar machlokes, they're all working with the same svara, so the shaila is how far to take it. That's what the Sif says. So that's all very nice in Ravuna. Now, in Chibar Rav says one gets one. So the Yishayim Mevakasha, with Chibar Rav, the Yishayim Mevakasha, the Yishayim Boy, that it's Pashit, that two batim that are Teich Shemav Mishirayim are connected. If not, then how do you ever have it here? That a chaymo, they buy it from Borgenin, some Mishan buy from the Gemara 9 name a base, by oil. If it's keva, then Kitzer Maizes prove that two batim, Teich Shema Mishirayim connect. So, fact we show them, Lefichi Barad, and Lefichi Chachamim, it's only two Ayaris get one karfif. Why it's Ayaris, say batim? So, Taisis is Matri, says Enechanami. We just said two Ayaris, Otu Rav Meir, but Avada would be two batim. So it's clear if you taste this that if you chibar rav two ayaris do not have a karfif shalom. They have to be teich ayin av mishirayim like a rav didn't work in it. The tvas chelik, the tvas has a chiddush. First says no, it's chalak to batim from two ayaris. Two ayaris get a karfif shalom. To batim have to be teich ayin av mishirayim. Now I think it's pasha. Hope everyone gets to this that the din of teich ayin ama and ayin av mishalom it's not just an inch more. It's mamish chalak you say dino that. When you have a karfif shalom, that means that the ear has a chutzah. There's a chalis chutzah that the ear has to it. And mimeila, it's a full 70 amas v'shirayim. That is the chutzah that's nishtayach to the ear. And mimeila, if gleich after that, there's something else, so there's never hefzik to the ear, and it joins up. But the din of teich ayinam v'shirayim is a whole different din. It's two things that find themselves within the space of amas v'shirayim. They're within that space from each other. They have a yachas to each other. It's not a chalis in the makim between them, that the makim is shayach to the city. It's that the two objects, or the two batim, that find themselves in close proximity, mitzad themselves could join together. So Mamela has him teich ayin mishirayim. If it's after the ayin ama, then there's a hefsek shalom, there's that sheer shalom, that distance shalom b'neim, then there's no sound waves, there's no radio waves, they lost connection. So it comes out that there's a machlekes yisaydi between the Ritva and Taisvis. In Shidus Chibara, the Levi Taisvis, Shidus Chibar Rav is completely falling off the manus. Ravuna learns there's a machlokes Rabbanan and Rav Meir. Everyone agrees there's gzeiras hakasav. Let's go to Yishalmi for argument's sake of chutzah. There's a din at ear as a chutzah. The shaila is can it be moided from the chutzah by ear achas or it's only enough community to join up to a yaris ear shalom. And Lefi Ritva Chibar Rav is saying more or less the same thing, and he's saying by ear it's this halach of chutzah is one chutzah to two cities. So Mamilah has a karfif shalom b'neim. So Chibar Rav in the Chachamim is going along with, he's going to be learning it from the same Gzeiras HaKasav as the Yishami Kipshuta. He's going to have to come with the same Gzeiras HaKasav. There's a Chiddush and an Ir as a Chutzah. Just Levi Ritva and Chibar Rav, two Ayaris only get one Chutzah. Mamilia of an Ayin HaMashalim. Levi Taisvis Chibar Rav is completely jumping off the maps. It's not like Gzeiras HaKasav, it's the Din Borgenin. The mission is a Din Borgenin, and Mamilia is Tech Ayin HaMashirayim. Chibar Rav is Kifar Kol and the Gzeiras HaKasav. But the kash is that in cheshbon kipshut the tesis makes sense and the tefillah is a pliya, because if in logic there's a din, there's a gzeiras hakasav that an ear gets a chutzah, so then it doesn't make sense in svara that two ayaris should get one chutzah. What's the mashmois? If an ear has a chutzah, so two ayaris each one has a chutzah. So what does it mean that one ear gets two ayaris get one chutzah? And then that's mistama shitas hateisvus. Tesis is saying it's impossible. If you're giving one chutzah to two, it's impossible that it's a din chutzah. It's muchach that it's a din borgenin, and it has to be teich ayin v'shirayim. Because if you're giving a din chutzah to an ear, then bal karchach, there's two chutzahs to the ayaris. So Zok Taisis, it's muchach l'fi chibar rav, that it has to be teich ayin v'shirayim. And it's not an ayin din, and it has to be matzal mishnah, and it's a regular din borgenin, and Taisis has a makar for borgenin in the mishnah. The Tzvaz mechadish and ayin chiddish, that even though each ear is zeichat al chutzah, and then the Tziv said, it's just, you can't be ready from the chutzah, it's a chiddish. But it could be mamshich. So then, what's the makom to say that two ayaris have one chutzah? They should have two chutzes. But the thing is that the Ritva is the Ritva is beferish Gemara, because when the Gemara brings down Chibar Rav, the Gemara says the Reisha Rav Meir discusses chad l'chad, and the same for Chibar Rav, Rav Meir tells us trey l'trey. So the Gemara says, why have to tell me both? I'll learn one from the other. So the Gemara says, if it would have just said the Reisha, have amina chad l'chad v'chad l'trey. Which is Meforsh Ritva. Now, Chad L'Chad means it's a karfif. Chad L'Chad means it's not connected me to anything. It's a fartik din karfif given to the ear. Chad l'chad. So then again, so what's pshat in the Gemara? Chad l'trei, which is what the Ritva is doing. So the kasha over there too. There's another kasha, which just it has to be spoken out, so I'm just speaking out the question now, that you can ask in the Ritva, you can ask anywhere, that if you write there's a svara of chad l'chad, and then you can go to chad l'trei, it means really what's generating the chutzah could have been done by one ear. You don't need the two ayars. For some funny reason, which you have to explain, it's only chad l'trei, not trei l'trei. But if you write that there's a chutzah to the ear, so what if they have two ayars? You should say like Rabbeinu Tam. You should be able to have an ear which has its chutzah and then a bias. What's up is in this shita of chad l'trei, they both have to be ayars. You can't be matzal that Rav Meir said an ear because of Rav Meir, because Rav Meir is himself. Rav Meir said shtei ayars, so kipshut de tafkin of Meir. So what's up is that it's an ear and two ayars. It should be an ear and a bias.
What's
his bias? It's not right.
Who says bias has chutzah?
Then what?
Who says bias has chutzah?
Kipshut, you don't need a chutzah. Mm. The ear makes it. The ear itself should make a chutzah. Let's see the feeder 12
chutzah, but not two.
I understand. Yes. You don't need two ayars to make one chutzah. One ear makes a chutzah. Maybe you can't be moided from it, but kipshut, the ear. Yeah. Or of Meir, ask him Chibarav Lefidur Tva. Lechibarav Lefidur Tva, you ask it over there. Lechibarav Lefidur Tva, Kipshutai, it's not Pshat that the two ayars work together to create one chutzah. But etzim, each ear should have its egen chutzah. You just can't go beyond one chutzah for whatever reason which needs to be explained. But if one ear makes a chutzah, so then why do I have to have the second thing that it's connecting to be an ear? Let it be a bias.
It's not
Zafka. It's not Zafka, Lefidur Tva, Rabbeinu Tam is not Zafka. The Tvas is very dafka. Tvas come to be chilek on. So, to answer this up, let me try to say that there's really two different ways to understand what it means the chutzah. The Rashba in the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara says minani mili. So he's bringing down what shaychus. He's going to ask us to give a chutzah. What shaychus that the chutzah is einam b'shirayin? Who told us? Maybe the chutzah is 50 amos. Maybe it's 100 amos. So he says, "Vavgav do ispar shir ad the chutzah kam avoy." It doesn't tell us anywhere how big it is. Mikomokin, kaven thy chutzah have a rochov l'ir. It's like a rochov l'ir, like we have a rochov shachar batin. There's a rochov l'ir. There's epis backyard to the ear. Ukechatzilah, and it's like a chutzah to the ear. Damya, kuchatzilah damya. Therefore, nasu bechacham shir kechatzah mishkan. We have a chutzah. We have a chutzah in the Torah, chutzah mishkan. So this chutzah that the ear has, which is the chutzah, he's fatayching as the chatzar, it should be the same shir as the chatzar mishkan. So the Rashba is giving a fatayich to what does it mean a chutzah. A chutzah he's saying is a rechava, it's a chatzar. It's be'etzen that the ear has a space beyond it that is the chatzar of the ear. I'm going to say the other side and then explain what I'm trying to bring out from each side a little clearer. The Ritva, when he brings down the ikur din of nice and karif of the ear, he starts off saying, a ear that doesn't have a bias, chutz l'chem esah, teich shema mishirayim, to make an iber to the ear. So this poor ear, he doesn't have a friend to make an iber for him. So felt, poor guy. Nice and love, the bigger shalafanav, we have a bika. A bika is not a chutz, it's not a chatz, and it's not a rechava. It's a bika. It is a barren land. The bika shalafanav, we give to it, nice and love, shir kaiv shal shema mishirayim, shehe lo l'ibura. This poor city wasn't saying an Iber. We'll give him that you could have an Iber in this Bika Shalafan. So it's mashma, I don't know if it's mashma, I'm trying to say, and maybe I'll try to bring it right to this after, that there's two completely different ways to look at this chutzah. Is the chutzah chalais din in the SM chutzah, that the chutzah far zich is a mixas ear, it's a chutzah to the ear, that means that the area beyond the city, Shema Mashiach, that area, if you focus in on that area, you would see here a chutzah ear. This area itself is irdik. Mitzvah's ear, it's the chatzah of the ear, it's the rechav of the ear, it's one of the functions of the city, so it has a din ear to it for zich. Or pshat is be'etzem mitzat zich, it's a bika. If you focus on itself, this is nothing. There's a din for the ear, that the ear could say, I could be matul that makam to myself. I view that that's something that's nishtayach to me. It's not for zich that the makam has a mashmoyt that it's shayach to the ear. You can't look at that, zoom in on it and say, this is a mitzvah's ear, this is a chilik of the ear, this is the chatzah of the ear. It's a zchus that the ear has to be ma'abar itself. Take this bika and say that I'm going to take over the bika. But kalkuli is something that the ear is dining mitzad itself. It's not something that's shaykh ba'etzem mitzad makam itself. Now to bring this out in a different way, the Ritva is a kasha from the Gemara Darm says, Rabbi Lajah brought this down, it talks about halacha, about someone who was neder from an ear, that he can't go to the Iber ha'ir. And the Gemara brings a raya from Yeshua, because it says that Yeshua was sitting in Yericha. In fact, the Gemara, Yericha, Sagram, Sagaris, he didn't go in. Zakhtar is sitting in the Iber ha'ir. So you shouldn't bring a raya from there. They would pass him like Rav Meir, because what shaykh is a chutza to the ear? What shaykh is an Iber to the ear? So Omai is like Rav Meir. So the Gemara, no, it's not Muchach, because I can tell you there was Borgenen over there. So, Gevaldik, that's what the Rizal says. The Rambam gets stuck on this, because the Rambam paskins, the Magen Mishnah speaks out this question, he says an answer. The Magen Mishnah speaks out this question, he says, it's before the Rambam that he passes like the Rabbanon. If you go through the Rambam, he passes like the Rabbanon, not like Rav Meir. And in Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam does not say that in order to have this din, Iber ten ear, that you can't go into it, he doesn't say you have to have Borgenen. So before Shalom, the Ritva, Halacha Maisa is saying if there's no Borgenen, Lafi the Chachamim, you could go into the Iber ear by Nedarim. And the Rambam doesn't say that, so the Magen Mishnah says, to steer the Rambam. How can you paskin like the Rabbanan and tell me that you need to have an Iber to make an Iber to the ear, otherwise you don't give an Iber to the ear? And a filo hachi, the halacha is that you can't go into the Iber of a city even without Borgenen by Nedarim. As if the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam. And he says a teretz, ain't shem. Then the Tziv says a different teretz, that's the same as Tziv, he says it's the same shtickle. He says different teretz, a very good Geshmaka teretz. He says that it's very chol. Avada, everyone agrees, like we said, even Levi the Chacham, even Levi Avuna, Levi everybody, there's a din of a chutzah to an ear. There's a din. The chutzah is shaykh to the ear. And it's a mixed ear. When you're in there, it's enough that you're in the city that you're even a dar. But there's a whole other halacha of medidas tchumen. Who said that this mixes, this, let's say, the ear is 100% and the chutzah is 50%? Who said that's genug for medidas tchumen? Medidas tchumen goes from the chayma. So the Rambam is passing Medidas Chumen like the Chacham and it goes from the Chumen. It doesn't tell me that the Din Ayin Amma is zero now, and it's Kenuk for Nedar. That's basically the Tziv. So come to this Machlokes, the Ritva didn't say like the Tziv. Okay, that's not a big kasha. What?
Why didn't Michal have to?
Because the Medida is from the, is counting where the. Why you would do the Medida different than Nedar? I'm not coming to explain that. But it's not muchach that just because of the Nedarim, it's enough that you're in the city, that's not muchach that in Medidas Tchumen, that's enough to be piled where you're made from the Tchum. Maybe it's not enough here to be made from there. Maybe you have to be made from the Gofair. Why? It's not muchach b'chal that's Tchumen Zebaza. I'm not going to explain why.
Rambam himself learns that it's Lav Dafka Deep in the Pirish Mishnah. He says with the Ribu also. This time he had a whole different text in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Kasha is a little funny.
My Mishnah has the Kasha.
I'm saying.
So this is not mukhlis step, but if it works out, it just brings out the sharpness of the point. Meaning, the Ritva didn't like this Nesiv Zvar. The Ritva had it as Akasha. The Ritva had Akasha that if I hold like the Chachamim, then it's impossible to have an Isin Adarim in the Chutzah, unless it's Borgenin. So Kubi is very geschmack, because the Ritva understands there's no dim be'etzem that the outside of the city, the Chutzah, is bechef to the ear. It's not. It's completely Bikkah. Mitzad Zich, if you're dining in Var Zich, it's Bikkah. And if you're sitting there, you're in the Bikkah. It's a din that the ear could don, mitzad the ear could don that makam to. But Bechefza is not an ear. And unless it's Borgenin, which Mamish was Mamishach the ear to hear, so then it's nothing. Mashenkin Lefi the Rambam and Lefi Taisvis, Pshat is that it's Chal, that the Makom Chutzalai is a Bimim Mixas ear. It's a Chutzah. Like the Raj was saying, it's Chatzah ear. It's Keruchav Shachar Batim, it's a Chilik of the ear alayim. So in Mela, it's very Geshmak. Why do you be in this in a dorm to go over there? So again, these two completely different shitas over here. There's a shita of the Ritva. The Ritva is saying that the yisoid of the chutzah is not be'etzem for teaching the makam, that the makam is a mixas ear, is a chatzer. It's a din that the ear has a din to be ma'abar itself, to take over the bika. But it's not a chalais din in the bika. Mashiach and the Raj was understanding that it's be'etzem mechelik of the ear for
zech. You're saying that the Ritva said that in Rameir also, no?
Go in Rameir also. Yeah. Not in Mechag in Rameir. For attaching the din, the exact cost of chutzal.
No, but in Rameir, he didn't need a batim there.
What?
For Nadar. The Gemara says in Rameir, you don't need a batim there.
Hey, it's not
going to
work. Hey. Is that? No, hey, so it could be that this step in the Ram.
In the Ram. Oh.
No, because if you're Rameir, you made it from there. So the Chiddush is that a Vivite that takes it over, it's enough Shaykh to say that you made it from there.
Right, I'm saying, but what he's saying is in Rameir that shtickle. He's explaining the drasha that's true in Rameir also, the shafka in Rameir.
Yeah, so. But lefi Rameir, the din Iber is balkarch the exact cause of telling me it's a higher din because you're made this. The din is maskul, it's an Iber to the ear, but Rameir is saying that the ear has a din to take it over so stark that I might have done it as the ear. Why are you made it from there? saying lefi the chalkim, lefi the chachamim. The Rambam is passing on the chacham, not the man.
Rambam, right.
And so I'm saying both the Rambam and the Ritva, who passing like the chachamim, are chalik if you have this din in the chachamim, that the chutzah has a din of an ir b'chal without borgin.
Right, that's the argument, yeah. I'm just saying the taitch of the way he says it. He's, okay.
Yeah. So with this, I think maybe we could go back and explain the machlokes through Ritva and Tesfos. Meaning, back in the two sheets were that Tesis understands, Tesis' setup is that if there's a din chutzah to an ear, then balkarchach trela trei. There's no makom to say trela chad, unless I have me in the Gemara, what you're going to say is what the Ritva held, but we fall off that. Meaning, l'sleifa Gemara, trela trei, there's no makom to have trela chad. And it's very pashit, because if the din of a chutzah is that there's a chalis mixas ear on the part outside of it, the ayin am v'shayin outside of it is a mixas ear, it's a chutzah shela ear. So if each ear has a chatzer, so fartik, trei l'trei. There's no makom to say trei chad l'trei. They each have their egin chatzer. But levida mitzva, the mitzva had that there's a makom to say chad l'trei. In Rechiba Rav levida rabbanu, it's a fartik edik chutzah, and it's ayin amishan, but it's chad l'trei. What would be the svara? The svara would be that each ear, when you have trei l'trei, let's say you have two cities with 141 between them. When ear number one says, I have a kayach to be ma'ar myself, and to dan that the bika in front of me, I am a shaykh to me. But then he gets to the second bika, and the second bika is not shaykh to him. The second bika is not the second ear. The second bika is bika. He can't dan the second ear's kayach to dan the bika as a chilek of the second ear. The second bika is bika. Both bikas are bika. I have a din to dan outside of me, I am a shaykh to me. But that doesn't make it that it's ba'etz in me. It's not ba'etz in the city. So memela, each ear can't have the other ear's karfif. Ear number one can't down with ear number two's karfif, and ear number two can't down with ear number one's karfif. Because not a chalis din in the karfif, the karfif is mixas ear. If it was a chalis din in the karfif, so there's ear, mixas ear. But over here, it's not. There's ear and a full bika of 141. Garada, there's a din, each ear could down in front of him, ayin amu, to take it over. But it's not b'cheftza that this makam is that ear. So each ear, he'll see a stop to himself. He'll say, I'm here, I'll extend myself ayin amma, and then when I bump into bika, I'm dead. And the other ear does the same thing. So in Mela, there's no din of trei l'trei. And Zakt Chibar Rav, it's chad l'trei, even though there's a din chutzah. So the question is, in the Lefi Ritva, this is true, so l'maisa, we have Shitas Rav Meir, and we have Shitas Rav Huna in the Chachamim that do say trei l'trei. So what's the din of trei l'trei b'chal? The Lefi Savana, there shouldn't be a makom to say trei l'trei in the Ritva. So, if you look at the Lashon of the Ritva, he brings down the Chachamim, he says it a little backwards. He says, if there's two cities that are next to each other, Shenoyslam Kafif Echad and Shtei Kafifes, Kepluk the Fligo and Merabi Gemara. So let's go, if you have Huna, we're giving two Kafifes. And he says, I'm asking the Chachamim if you have Huna. Okay. Ask it like that. So the Ritva says that you have two karfifes that are next to each other, and he says, Leishar b'neim pani chutz lekarfif, and there's no emptiness outside the karfif, then neslam karfif vladin ashtem kirachas. I mean, if Shad is that each ear gets a karfif, so then each ear gets a karfif. The karfif extends him to the next karfif, and then he goes to the next ear. Why is he talking in the negative that they had two karfifes and not more, that there's no makam pani between them, then I join them? That's a completely backwards way to say it. He says, it's not that they don't have the negative of having ear space in between them. It's that they have the positive that connects them. Which really, I'm assuming the
Rashi.
What?
It's Rashi.
So really, it's a Rashi, not Rameh. Rashi says it in the Gemara's Stalim Rameh by the Chikita Shushtayu. Rashi says the same thing, yes. So basically what I'm going to try to do, it's not, just for argument's sake and for time-wise, basically try to say that the Dva holds that Pshat and Chibar Rav is like the Ritva himself says, is a Svav Dachik Dashu Shtayim. Now, in the Sugya Gemara, is it exactly the same thing? Is it not? Tease it apart. For argument's sake, just for the simple Dvarim, Rashi says a funny thing by Dachik Dashu Shtayim, so the Ilam Shtalanet. He says that they're close to each other, there's no Noya Ir, there's no Aver. What's going on with the Rashi? So it could be that there's two ways to look at the whole Sugya. Is it Pshat that in order to connect two cities, there has to be a positive connection? That Pshat is a city, and Svav Chaim. There has to be something pulling the city by it there. And something pulls it, and it's the next thing. Oh, we're mechabit to each other. Or pshat of it is that no, as long as there's nothing stopping the city, so the ba'atzim the city has a din to be ramshach. There's nothing stopping me. I'm an ear. An ear just takes everything up and keeps on going. So a karfif is a vada not going to stop an ear. And Zok to Rashi by Dachik the Shemeshtayu, that it, what stops the ear? What tells that ear? You stopped. When there's no ear, when there's ear, when there's ear space, the grassy matter outside, v'chulu, 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 oh, now you stopped. Without the chalisa, you stopped, so there's, you're going to continue going. So if you say such a svara, so then it's very geshmak, l'fi avuna. That avada, the din karfif, is not a chalis din, that the karfif is a chalik of the city. It's just a bika that each ear has a din to down with. But city number one downs with 70 amas in front of him, and he says, you're a chalik of me. So you're not stopping me. Then I bump into the next bika. The next bika is lemaisa a tefillah to the next ear. So l'chol pachis is not a chalis stopper. It's not a noya ear. It's not my noya ear. I can't take it to me as a noya ear. It's something that's nishtayach to the other ear. I can't dan the other ear here, because it's not my din to dan the other ear here. But it's not a positive stopping. So memela, nothing's stopping me, so I'll be mamshach, I'll continue going. So come out, the machlis chibar rav and avun is chibar rav understands in order to connect cities, you have to have a positive connection. So memela, if you have more than one karfif, there's no positive connection. If you have one karfif, so each ear says, I'm here, and I have my karfif, and I could be ma'aber my karfif to me, and I'll connect myself to the next city. Each ear says that. If there's more than a karfif, so then he doesn't have a positive connection to the next city. Ravuna says, as long as there's no positive stopper, so he continues going. So Mamela, there's no positive stopper over here, so he continues going. What?
Why is there no positive stopper?
Because he can't, the karfif of each city is not going to be a stop to the other city, because it's for a karfif to the city. It doesn't have to be a chalois chavtza shal'ir, but it's a dover that's halacha should be tafel to the other city. So it's not going to be a positive noy for me. Each ear can't down with other ears karfif as a positive thing that this is my noy and it's stopping me. This is something that's be'etzim for him. It's his business. It's not my business. So Mamela doesn't stop him. There's no. When he gets out of his karfif, there's no. There's nothing here that he can say. Oh, this is what's my noy and stopping me. So he's going.
So when I have one ear, why does it stop? When you have enough noy, right?
Yeah.
Which is how much? 100 amas, right?
Whatever you want. There's no, but then it stops, then there's no din Eber, because we don't have the permit.
Then I should stop halfway through the next one's karfif.
Why? Saying the next one's karfif can't be a noy for the other city. This it was already marked by the other city. This is the other city stuff. So, don't really have time, I won't take it to the remainder of time, but I'll say a quick piece in the remainder of time, without going through the whole Tzadim, the remainder of time had said that even one ear and one bias works. Without the rise, it was mashma and taisus, I think. I hope the Elam agrees. If not, we can discuss it after. That it's mashma in Rabbeinu Tam. The Yisoid is not pshat that a bias is special. That a bias is a din of an ear. And it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam is bothered that how could Chibar Rav, how could anybody, even two Borgenin, how could two Borgenin come together? And he says, V'afu pishol Chibar Rav, Abidu Rabbanan, have a bias ki ir legarmi, a bias like an ir legarmi, shil nesu l'shtei batim b'loi ir kafif echel l'shtayim, which is tayt ayim v'shirayim. It's clear that didn't tayt ayim v'shirayim itself needs an ear. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no, even if you're Tehran Vishiram, you don't connect each other. You don't automatically connect each other. The only way things connect is because they find it within each other's kafifas. Now, what's the chilj between why an ear and a bias? Why, let's say, two batim have to be Tehran kafifas and an ear bias, and an ear can be outside kafifas? It's because an ear has a karach to be mamshach itself. A bias can't be mamshach. So, if a bias has, even if a bias has a karfif, so the bias goes, there's a karfif, and then he stops. He, there's nothing telling him that there's a mashmois you could continue going. A bias is not something that expands. It's a bias. It's a solidified thing. Mashing in an ear is a karech to be mamshech. So an ear can be mamshech. I could say, I take up the whole karefif and I'll connect to the next thing. The ear can't connect, the bias can't connect to the next thing. Just one kinach is that it could be. Okay, I'm just going to end here. It's on.